From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
VOI listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. ASEAN Climate Forum to support Green Economy Summit. U.S. Vice President's visit builds an expansion of ASEAN-U.S. engagements. Pope quoting Buddha urges religious dialogue to fight fundamentalism. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said the 2023 ASEAN Climate Forum is seeking to support the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN's effort to become an environmentally friendly economic region. The minister made the remark on Saturday at the 2023 ASEAN Climate Forum in Jakarta, a side event of the upcoming 43rd ASEAN Summit. The forum is expected to focus on strategic ideas and comprehensive thinking regarding emission reduction, affordable energy transition, decarbonization strategies, and sustainable financing. According to Hartarto, the Southeast Asian region will be affected by climate change and could potentially lose around 30% of its gross domestic product by 2050 due to increasing global temperatures and extreme weather. Therefore, greenhouse gas emissions in Southeast Asia need to be reduced by 10 to 25% by 2030 to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees. To achieve this, joint cooperation by the government and the business sector is needed now. The United States Ambassador to the Association of Southeast Asian Nations or ASEAN, Johannes Abraham, said U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris' visit to Jakarta for the upcoming 43rd ASEAN Summit was to expand the U.S. regional involvement. Ambassador Abraham affirmed in a special interview with Antara State News Agency that the visit was an opportunity for the U.S. to reaffirm its commitment to ASEAN centrality. The ambassador remarked that the U.S. Vice President will also spotlight the importance of cooperation to ensure inclusive economic growth for society and joint efforts to protect the environment. In addition, Harris will also speak about addressing health security challenges and efforts to realize the vision for the region that is consistent with the Indo-Pacific strategy and ASEAN centrality. The West Nusa Tenggara provincial government will carry out a trade mission to help its micro, small, and medium enterprises enter foreign markets, namely Malaysia and Singapore. Head of the Provincial Trade Service, Baiknelly Yuniarti, said in a statement released on Saturday that besides superior woven products, processed fish and seafood products also have high demand in the two countries. Meanwhile, Indonesian Embassy Trade Attaché in Singapore, Billy Anugrah, said the West Nusa Tenggara government has taken the right step with the trade mission since Malaysia has a similar market pattern as Indonesia. He encouraged the provincial entrepreneurs to open collaboration even in the form of private labels to compete in the Singaporean market, which is a transit country. This news broadcast is coming your way from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Public markets across Pakistan stayed closed on Saturday due to a strike by retail associations over the rising electricity prices and brisk inflation as the country embarks on a tricky path to economic recovery. A $3 billion loan program approved by the International Monetary Fund in July averted a sovereign debt default in Pakistan, but reforms linked to the bailout have fueled annual inflation running at 27.4%. Major markets in Lahore and Karachi, Pakistan's two largest cities, remained shut on Saturday, though grocery shops in populated neighborhoods and medical stores stayed open. Worsening economic conditions, along with rising political tension ahead of a national election scheduled for November, but which is likely to be delayed, have triggered sporadic protests in recent weeks. Calling himself one of the humble heirs of ancient schools of wisdom and quoting the Buddha, Pope Francis on Sunday urged all religions to live in harmony and shun ideological fundamentalism that foments violence. Pope Francis was speaking at an interreligious meeting in the Mongolian capital and the stage in a theater with a dozen other religious representatives, the type of gathering that his conservative critics have assailed in the past. The primary purpose of the Pope's visit to Mongolia is to meet the country's tiny Catholic community at 1,450 members, which is one of the world's smallest. Since he started the trip, Pope Francis has praised religious freedom in Mongolia, which was severely repressed while the country was in the Soviet Union's sphere of influence, a fact mentioned by one of the Buddhist leaders who addressed him. U.S. President Joe Biden headed to Florida on Saturday to survey damage caused by Hurricane Idalia and comforted people affected by the storm. But he didn't meet Ron DeSantis, the state Republican governor, and a potential presidential rival. Biden, a Democrat, told reporters on Friday he would see the governor during the trip, but DeSantis spokesman Jeremy Redfern said later that no meeting was planned. DeSantis, 44 years, is running for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination to oust Biden from the White House, but trails former President Donald Trump in polls. Biden, 80 years, is running for re-election. Biden and DeSantis have spoken regularly this week about the storm which pummeled Florida's Big Bend region with Category 3 winds of nearly 200 kilometers per hour. On Wednesday, the president said politics had not crept into their conversations. Last item. Thailand's new Prime Minister Srettha Thavisin was named Finance Minister on Saturday in a cabinet that was endorsed by the King as the real estate tycoon seeks to boost Southeast Asia's second largest economy and implement key campaign promises. Thailand's economy has been faltering due to weaker exports and investments, with the central bank saying last month that the full-year forecast for 3.6% growth could be lowered. Reviving Thailand's economy will be one of the biggest tasks for political newcomer Srettha, who became prime minister last month following prolonged uncertainty after a May election. The announcement of the new cabinet comes weeks after Srettha, former president of luxury property developer Sun City, won a parliamentary vote in August to become prime minister. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on President highlights the importance of joint efforts to tackle air pollution. Indonesian President Joko Widodo emphasized that solving the air pollution problem in the country requires joint efforts from all parties. Various efforts must be carried out in a comprehensive manner, starting from switching the use of private vehicle to public transportation and planting trees. President Joko Widodo asserted this in his statement before the media crew after visiting the Central Java Vocational School in Semarang City, Central Java Province on Wednesday. In addition, President Joko Widodo said that the government had also made a number of efforts to overcome the problem of pollution, including by implementing weather purification techniques. He has also appealed to the implementation of work-from-home system as done during the pandemic. Apart from that, the head of state also highlighted the need to control emissions not only for vehicles but also for the industrial sector. According to him, the government will impose strict sanctions on industries that don't comply with the provisions set by the government. He even emphasized that the industry could be closed. Nevertheless, according to the head of state, these various handling efforts require time so that the settlement of the air pollution problem is carried out in stages. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Health Budi Gunadi Sadikin, in a working meeting with the House Commission 9 on Wednesday, said his ministry had prepared 740 health facilities that could treat the community if they contracted an upper respiratory tract infection due to unhealthy air in the Jakarta, Bogor, Depok, Tangerang, and Bekasi areas. Apart from preparing health facilities, according to him, the Ministry of Health is also actively carrying out promotive and preventive efforts by educating the public about symptoms of upper respiratory tract infection. The public is also advised to use masks when doing outdoor activities when the air quality is poor. The minister said, until now, China is the best country in the world in efforts to tackle pollution because it has succeeded in reducing 40% of air pollution levels in the past 7 years. The Minister of Health explained a number of pollution control strategies in China that can be implemented in Indonesia, namely pollution control strategy based on pollutant source data, an industrial emission control strategy, vehicle emission control, dust control, air quality monitoring user laser radar and satellite technology, and community education. That was this week's Spotlight.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations: Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com.
This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voanews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
I'll start today in history with September the 3rd, 1945. The Indonesian Red Cross formed. In Indonesia, every September the 3rd is celebrated as the Indonesian Red Cross Day. The Indonesian Red Cross or Palang Merah Indonesia, abbreviated in Bahasa Indonesia PMI, is a national association organization which operates in the social and humanitarian sector. It was formed on September the 3rd, 1945 by President Sukarno. The Red Cross or PMI began its activities by giving assistance to victims of the Revolutionary War for Independence of the Republic of Indonesia and the return of Allied and Japanese prisoners of war. Turning to September the 3rd, 1971, Qatar's independence. Qatar became an independent state on September the 3rd, 1971 after declaring the independence on September the 1st. Qatar is a country in the Middle East which is located on a small peninsula on Arabian Peninsula in West Asia. Even though Qatar's independence date falls on September the 3rd, Qatar National Day now is celebrated annually on December the 18th as a national commemoration of Qatar's unification in 1878. The holiday was established by a 21st June 2007 decree of the then Crown Prince and heir apparent Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani. And today in history with September the 3rd, 1981. The Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women comes into force. The Convention of the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women is an international treaty adopted in 1979 by the General Assembly of the United Nations. This treaty is considered an International Charter of Rights for Women. It entered into force on September the 3rd, 1981 and has so far been ratified by 189 countries. That was today in history.
Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
VOI listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answer their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply emails from Masahiro Kobayashi in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast through 3325 and 4750 kHz. In his email, he said reception condition SINPO 3533, the signal was fair and well modulated.
No interference was observed as Pyongyang BS on 3320 kHz, which could have caused side splash, already closed the day's broadcast. Hello, Mr. Kobayashi. Thank you for your reception report on our broadcast. Your report will be delivered to our technical division. As your request, I will send you our QSL card. Thank you so much. As an appreciation, we'll play a beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Fly across the sky tonight, discovering the brightest light. Wish I was here with someone to hold tight. Hello there, I wish it was you. Playing in the rain and wait till rainbow to come and we'll dance. I wonder if you'll always be right here. Hello there, are you doing fine? Every night thinking about you. Would like to spend my life with you. Eyes that always make me feel like home and you will just always be something that I'll never have. Every time I have the chance to have a conversation with you, I'm always feeling nervous and I don't know what to do. Hello there, I lost my words. Thinking about you make me feel the clock stop ticking. And I'd always do that before I go to sleep. Whoa. Hello you,
have a nice dream tonight.
Tuning into the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz, also through website voinews.id and RRI Playgo mobile app. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is on Indonesian Youth Creation Week. As a manifestation of becoming a city of arts and culture, the Indonesian Youth Creativity Week was held at Mangkunegaran Castle in Solo, Central Java. Indonesian Youth Creativity Week, or Kreativasia, is enlivened by various community performances such as music, talk shows, and food festivals. In his remark, Indonesian Minister of Youth and Sport Dito Aryo Tejo hoped that Kreativasia could become a place for collaboration between communities to produce innovative works and ideas. Apart from that, this is an effort to reward individuals, communities, and institutions who have been extraordinarily dedicated. According to him, Kreativasia itself is a community meeting place based on hobbies, issues, professions, interests, and talents with the concept of educating and entertaining. Furthermore, Minister Dito Aryo Tejo said that Solo was the city that would represent Indonesia in the UNESCO Creative Cities Network selection. Regarding the choice of the Mangkunegaran Castle location, according to Minister Dito Aryo Tejo, the Mangkunegaran Castle played an important role in the selection of the city of Solo as a candidate for a nomination as a member of the UNESCO Creative Cities Network or for the 2023 period. By being nominated, it is hoped that the collaboration between artists and craftsmen in the city of Solo will become more solid and strengthen mutual cooperation between creative industry players, communities, academics, the private sector, and government. The Solo Creativity Week event, which was held last week, was also attended by the Deputy Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Angela Tanusudibyo, and the Mayor of Solo, Gibran Rakabuming Raka. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, now I would like to reply to an email from Jayanta Chakrabarti in India. In his email, he said this is to acknowledge receipt of your QSL card today, verifying report of July 19, 2023. The card depicts the picturesque pristine Likupang Beach. Thank you for your kind gesture. Hello, sir. Thank you for your information that you have received our QSL card. Please keep listening to our broadcast and do not forget to send your reception report.
They say, look at you now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. No, buddy, then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly, just be yourself for a while. And having a good time, I'm having a good time. We're having a good time, say. Good night, don't be ashamed to be wild. Now, one that you're staring, one that you thought will never groove in it. Pick up the pieces and I'm moving on.
Step aside the difference, now work hard to get some millions.
You've got your own agenda, kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang kan kau raih. Dan terus berlari,
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in a different pace, we're running in a different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust a move in school. You can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'm making singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you to sing my song. Outshining depression and the bad thoughts.
I'll simply live and make you dancing, proving myself that I am worth the breaking.
We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure, let's go.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Thank you for still joining us, the English program from Voice of Indonesia on the frequencies 3325 and 4750 kHz, website voanews.id, and RRI Playgo mobile app that you can download on your smartphone by typing RRI Playgo. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring klepon, one of Indonesia's iconic snacks. As a traditional snack that is well known to the Javanese, klepon has been around for a long time. Even in the heritage book belonging to the Surakarta Palace, several times klepon is mentioned as part of the snack served as a treat at banquets. Aside from being a treat, this sweet and chewy snack is also served during traditional celebration, such as a kind of Thanksgiving ceremony. This sweet snack is usually served with several other traditional snacks in a tampah or winnowing, which is a tool mostly used to clean rice from the husk or grains from its skin. Tampah is generally in the form of a large round tray with a diameter of approximately 65 to 80 centimeters and made of woven bamboo. Ingredients for making klepon also reflect all the crops available in Jawa or Indonesia, such as rice flour, pandan leaves or suji, brown sugar or palm sugar, and also grated coconut, which all are easy to get all over the archipelago. Making klepon is very simple, and yet it has a philosophy that describes the simplicity of life. Its round shape also illustrates that life is like a circle, which end and base are known. The green color symbolizes peace and serenity, which requires a person to guard his heart. The strength of the heart will lead one to always try to do good and stay away from evil. while the sweet taste of sugar dumpling symbolizes that humans have a kind heart even though it is not visible from the outside. Klepon is very distinctive and easy to recognize because of its green ball shape covered with grated coconut. The rice flour dough makes this klepon chewy when beaten. The green color comes from the fragrant pandan or suji leaf water. And what makes this klepon even more delicious is that the inside of this ball is filled with brown sugar, which will melt and even squirt if we are not careful. If you are visiting Indonesia, especially in Jawa, don't forget to taste klepon, which has been around since the 19th century and is now widely sold in traditional markets. That was Indonesian Wonder today.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Before we end our segment Listener's Mailbag, I announce that Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is extended until September 25th, 2023. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is in the form of an essay writing competition about one of five Indonesia super priority tourism destinations, namely Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay with a length of 700 to 800 words, font Arial 12. Then make a recording of it with your own voice, send the essay and the audio to the Google form provided on voinews.id. Let's participate in the Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
Sepertinya ku telah jatuh hati kepadamu.
You just listened to the third song presented by Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we'll present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany today is on Indonesian Muslim clothing brand Penetrates Malaysia. Indonesian local brand Button Scarves is strengthening its position in the global market by exploring the world of fashion and lifestyle in Malaysia. Button Scarf CEO Linda Andrea said her brand was the first from Indonesia chosen to showcase the Ethereal Escapades collection through a single fashion show at the Asia Fashion Exchange Kuala Lumpur Fashion Week last week. After campaigning by building the giant installation Hold Me Back in Times Square, New York, and participating in a New York Fashion Week in the US last February, Button Scarves was present in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia, and took part in the fashion show. According to Linda Andrea, the fashion show in Malaysia has just started in 2023 and become an opportunity to foster understanding, appreciation, and collaboration between various cultures through fashion. She said the collection in the fashion show featured designs that combined the lifestyle brand's iconic monogram with a modern style. Another activity that was carried out in Malaysia was the action of wrapping premium cars with iconic monogram motifs. This activity is taking place from August the 21st to September the 21st, 2023. Besides that, there was also an action to build the giant installation of Aluna Flap Bag, which is 3 meters long, 5 meters wide, and 4.26 meters high, carried out as part of the Button Scarves campaign. They also won the Malaysian Books of Records for the largest flap bag replica. That was Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're so funny when you talk about all the mistakes I've had done. Now I know the silly truth that you're hiding all this time. You hate me when I hate you. When we miss each other,
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared. Who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOA listener, the much-awaited film in Indonesia, Petualangan Sherina II, will be shown in Indonesian cinemas on September 28. In welcoming the screening, one of the songs from the film, namely Mengenang Bintang, or in English means Remembering the Stars, was released on August 25, 2023. The song was sung by the two main actors, Sherina Munaf and Derby Romero. Mengenang Bintang, composed by Sherina, with several parts of the lyrics, was co-written by Mira Lesmana and Firani Munaf. The song is a development of the song Bintang Bintang, which was written by the late Elva Sesioria and Mira Lesmana in the first film Petualangan Sherina. Sherina has a reason why she gave the title Mengenang Bintang for her new song. According to science, starlight takes a long time to reach the earth. For Sherina, this is a metaphor for the depiction of Sherina and Derby, who are reminiscing about their time together 23 years ago. Sherina's inspiration in working on the song Mengenang Bintang is of course inseparable from the song Bintang Bintang, and also the character development of Sherina and Saddam in the script Petualangan Sherina II. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Sherina and Derby Romero with Mengenang Bintang.
Bersinar lebih terang, berbinar lebih benderang, mengajak memandang masa yang tak berulang, petualangan tak terbayang.
Malam ini bintang-bintang berkedip lebih riang, berkelip lebih gemilang, mengajak memandang masa yang tak terulang, perasaan yang tak hilang.
Kanopus,
Capella,
Vega,
menyimpan sejuta cerita.
Malam demi malam silih berganti,
namun bintang-bintang terus menemani,
hiasi menanti
dan menjadi saksi perjalanan kita yang sempat berhenti.
Ku berjanji wahai
gugusan misteri, kenangan indah ini akan abadi. Tak hilang
malam ini, bintang-bintang
tak terbayang
akan datang bersama mengenang,
walau hanya memandang,
walau masa tak terulang, petualangan selanjutnya datang.
Perjalanan kita yang sempat terhenti, ku berjanji wahai gugusan misteri, kenangan indah ini akan abadi.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I wanna dance tonight until forever. Let this be the time of our lives.
She
don't even need no single makeup. That's my woman, she all caked up. Ready for the world, she always face up. You can dim the light, it shine from within. She on fire, laughing kick in. Speaking from the row where she sits in. When she speaks, his story begin.
She's a homemaker, record breaker. What don't break her, they just make her. Watch out players, say your prayer. She know better, one for never.
She dance like no one else's business. She dance on every man's wish list. She the illest, most deaf the realest. Turn the lights on, we about to witness.
VOA listener, thank you for listening to our English program on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 4750 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official, and also our email to VOI@voinews.id. I'm Rahma, sending out. Bye for now.